This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hope you enjoyed yourselves, put on a few more pounds, maybe that you rationalize, right? So what Thanksgiving does, we get to this time of the year, and whatever your weight is, we say to ourselves, well, you know I've been talking about losing weight, but I got to just let it go for now. You know, there's always the beginning of the year. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. I could not be more thrilled than to be back with you after a weekend, a long weekend celebration of thanks, giving thanks. We have tons to be thankful for. No matter what happens in our lives, we are happy to find something to be thankful for. And there's much to be thankful for. You are still a part of this world community. You are still making a difference. You as conservatives, you are, well, you are marvelous. You are great people. And I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care whether you're battling a debilitating disease. I don't care whether you're battling, you know, issues that are related to your personal, you know, like maybe something with your spouse or with your children or whatever. You are thankful. You are thankful to a living, loving God who has blessed you beyond belief. And even though you may be going through something traumatic or difficult in your life right now, you can reflect back and say, you know what? I'm prepared. I have built up for this. I've got the skin for it. I've got the backbone for it. Because you have a belief system that supports that. That's right. So despite those extra pounds that you put on that you are not going to take off next year, you still found something to be thankful for. Maybe it was the fact that you could put together an amazing meal, that you had something to eat, and you were like, you know what? There are people around this world that aren't celebrating the way I am. And you reflected for just a moment that there but by the grace of God go I. Good for you. Maybe you spent time with family and friends. Maybe you didn't have to spend this time alone, and you were grateful for that, that you had a group of friends, a cadre of people who wanted to celebrate with you. I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I am a young man who is so thankful. I am so blessed. Is everything going in my life the way I want it? No. And you know what I know, and I know that you know this, it is all God's plan. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with what the good Lord has set for you. And you don't understand why you're going through certain trials and tribulations, but you know what you do, you thank God for it, because you say to yourself, Lord, I don't know what it is, why I'm having to go through this, but I figure you know what I need and why I'm going through it, so I'm going to just put it in your hands. So I'm not going to preach to you. That's not what this is about. It ain't Sunday. Even though I do try to tell people every day, as a conservative American citizen of America, you should be happy to understand how God is in your life. Again, you know, I used to marvel that Muslims prayed six times a day. And then I said to myself, that's nothing. If you're a proper Christian, you're praying all the time. You're thankful for your meals. Something will happen and you'll say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes many of us stop and we have these daily, these devotionals throughout the day. We are a very prayerful people. We don't always understand it. And sometimes we get too far away from God. And it takes moments like this. It takes the holidays to make us reflect and say, you know what? I have tons to be thankful for. Family, friends, associates, people that are of strong character. You surrounded yourself with these people. Your counterparts, there's a reason they don't want to be thankful. Before I get to them, let me ask you this. When you had your Thanksgiving stuff, did you talk politics? Or were you still scared? Were you scared? Did you not let people know you're a Trump fan? Did you wear your MAGA hat at Thanksgiving when you went to visit grandma and see the rest of the family? I'm just curious. Did you have your Trump shirt on? Trump train? Just curious. Think the Democrats took one moment to actually believe and believe in a God and thank God over their dinners, that they get the family together, hold hands and say, you know what, Lord, no matter what, we still believe in you, whatever, whatever. Or do you think they were, freaking Donald Trump, man. Do you think they thanked you? Thank you for putting Donald Trump in office, for being who you are. Logical, rational, reasonable people who are really looking to do something great in the world. Not because you think that it's going to give you a reward in heaven, but just because you are programmed that way. I was going through the grocery store and somebody, I don't know who it was, probably somebody's kid, had come along and knocked off candy as I was walking down the aisle. And I'm not exaggerating this one bit. I kept telling myself, just walk by, Kev. Don't pick it up. It's not you. You didn't knock it down. What did you have to do with it, bro? I was just there to get gum. I had gotten my gum at the end of the aisle, but I see this candy. It's on the floor. A couple of Reese's, I remember specifically, and something else, like a gummy bears or something. And you know what I did? I picked it up. I placed it back there. Now, there's somebody in that store that's paid to do that. I get it. But I said to myself, I couldn't walk by. I was at the airport somewhere. I'm telling you guys honest stories. And somebody had just tossed a piece of paper on the floor in the middle of the airport. I know there's somebody there that's going to pick it up eventually, but I picked it up. And you know why I picked it up? Because there's something inside of me that says, fix that. Just it's a small gesture. Your little small part in the world to do something. Now, I know you, Kevin, what are you talking about? This has nothing to do with radio that makes us want to listen to your show. Sure it is. Because you're the same way. You do all these little gestures. And you know what the left do? They overlook it. Or they don't know who you are. Nobody I don't know who watched me pick up the candy because there was nobody else in the aisle. But the security camera caught it. Nobody watched me pick up that whatever it was at the airport and went, oh, look at that black conservative Trump supporter doing his job. I didn't have my MAGA hat on. But the millions of times you're out there doing things, you're not promoting yourselves, but you know who's being promoted? These leftists. Oh, yeah, they're being promoted. They're learning, you know, they're caught up in themselves. Look at how great we are. You can bet all these Hollywood weirdo stars were out there touting what they did. We gave a turkey away to some poor person. And they all got together and donated a turkey. You know, Will Smith and Jada and Clooney and all of them, this is the time of the year when they give a turkey. Yeah, they really care, huh? You get what I'm saying, folks? Thank you for being you over Thanksgiving. We got a great show for you today. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, it's always an amazing thing to come back after a weekend, especially a long weekend like what we had. And the news that's out there, it's insane. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You can find out more about us at kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. And please tell people about the show so they can download it and, quite frankly, keep us from having to look for sponsors and things like that. Because once you get to a certain number of downloads, you can get sponsorship, and it's independent of what, you know, I don't need to worry about, you know, who's trying to boycott me or whatever else. So please help us out there. Download the show. If you're a listener, make it a point to download the show, even a segment, whatever. I don't care. But mostly, let your friends know. I mean, we've got to expand this show. Anyway, it was a ton that's gone on over the weekend. Hillary Clinton actually, and I'm going to talk about a ton of stuff, but I want to start with this. Hillary Clinton accused Fox News of being propaganda for President Trump and the Republican Party. And one of my friends tweeted, yeah, because having ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, PBS, NPR, HBO, Netflix, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and all that, on your side just isn't quite fair enough. Man, you cannot satisfy the left. I'm going to tell you, I've been warning you guys for a long time. Stop trying to satisfy your leftist friends, family members, cohorts, acquaintances, whatever you call them. You cannot satisfy them. There is nothing you will do that will ever be good enough. They could never donate a nickel to charity. You could donate 30% of your salary, and they will still ridicule you as inhumane, not wanting to get off your money and all kinds of things. They're still going to call you what they call you. So why do you try to satisfy them? I mean, there's nothing you're going to say or do. You could talk about your kids and how you've raised them right, that you've taught them character, morality, ethics, and you're not trying to be pretentious when you pay for college or whatever else, and they will still call you, oh, you hate black people. I'm not kidding you. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what kind of life you live. In fact, the better the life you live, the more they think of you as a stooge. Oh, you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable how twisted their logic is. And you're not going to untwist it unless you start fighting back. Media, for me to have a discussion around, oh, Donald Trump, he looking at me, attacks CNN. Barack Obama attacked Fox. We talked about this the other day. He attacked Fox relentlessly. Maybe not by Twitter. Maybe he had a different strategy for it. He tried to keep it, make it sound presidential. You know, Fox News always talk about me. I mean, you know, look at what Fox News said. Fox News. Go back and look at all the times he said that. Now, here's a guy that had all the other media in his pocket, beating him down, going after him through the NSA, searching, I mean, I'm talking about stealing computers, data off computers. He wanted to know every little bit about them. He had dirt, I guarantee you, on every one of those media people. And his minions were telling him, hey, Ed, I know you're having an affair. So-and-so, I know you cross-dress. You, lady, I know you, you know, and your German Shepherd are more than just, you know, pets and owners. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he had everything on these people, hanging it over their heads. And nobody, you know, says a word about what Barack Obama does to the media, threatening to throw him in prison. But Donald Trump, hey, he calls CNN fake news, and it's DEFCON 4. Just isn't fair enough that Donald Trump would go after CNN and attack them as fake news. Look, we got a ton to talk about, but I want you to understand their side, what you're dealing with. And here's why I tell you this. I want you to stop placating them. I want you to stop listening to them and going, oh, okay, well, I understand. I don't understand. I don't understand your hatred for Trump. I don't understand your love for Obama. I don't understand your love for all the things that are antithetical to the American way of life, to what makes common sense. Democrats often use the term, we need common sense, insert nonsense here, reform, right?
We need common sense gun control. We need common sense tax, you know,
where we tax you more. It's common sense everything. And what's interesting is these are the people that bring common sense to nothing. Are you paying attention to Kevin Jackson here? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'd love to hear from you. One of my friends tweeted this. Here's a little something for you to ponder. President Trump can't seem to get $20 billion for a wall. But how did Obama come up with $150 billion to give to Iran? Good point, right? We didn't build a wall. We were building a wall. Oh, well, we had you know, done some bad things to Iran back in the 70s and the 80s. And they needed their money back. And, you know, we know they're not sponsoring terror. We know Iran is great, 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 this, that, and the other. Look, and also, they're tiny. They're just little. I mean, Donald Trump wants something that you would call common sense. The same reason why you put a fence around your house. The same reason why you lock the doors of your house. The same reason why you lock your car. Right? The same reason why if you were to come out from your Christmas shopping and there was a gang of banditos surrounding your car, you would be, what the heck? Get away from my car. No, you probably wouldn't. You'd probably be scared. But I'd go up to him and go, hey, sis, what's up? Why y'all hanging around my car? This ain't your car. But I'm just saying, common sense. They want common sense gun control. There's a law that's being sponsored in New York about common sense gun control. I want to cover it a little bit later. But they want to check your social media. If you apply for a gun license, they want to look at your social media. It's only for a certain period of time. But these are the very same people who would be mad, who are mad about Bush and the Patriot Act. And they say, well, the NSA is allowed to look at all your data. Well, okay, I don't like the Patriot Act either. But I'll tell you this, I don't want you snooping around my social media to determine if I should get a firearm. What are you going to determine what I should do next? But we'll get into that in a bit. Oh, my gosh. Here's one. The interesting little tidbit. Razor tweeted this to me. Scientists admit global warming is caused by a large ball of fire in the sky. And he talked about a CNN article where they said this. Get this. Harvard and Yale scientists are proposing we tackle climate change by dimming the sun. It sounds crazy, but according to their research, it could actually cut the rate of, and then it dots off. So they want to dim the sun. They finally admit, you know what? It's that stupid sun that's so hot. That's why we've got this problem with global climate change. Yeah, all fake data. Everything these guys want to do, they don't want to tell you the truth. They set their narrative, and then they build to it. How sick is that? That's what the left has come to. And they don't even recognize it. Hey, we've got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. Up to five of their plants could be shut down. The company is trying to restructure to save money, $6 billion by the company's estimate by the end of 2019. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future of the industry. A snowstorm packing blizzard-like conditions has caused big travel worries in the Midwest. About 1,000 flights have been canceled and twice that amount delayed. This man has been driving in Aurora, Illinois.
It's been very slippery, a lot of snow, a lot of driving cautiously as you go through it, so take your time, you'll need it.
Part of the East is getting heavy rain from the big storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists, Democrats, call them whatever you want. They hate us. They hate everything we stand for. They hate our traditions. They hate our moral character. They hate our ethics. Why? Because it challenges everything they're about. They have no traditions. They're jealous that we have traditions. I want you to think about that. They're jealous that we have traditions. They're upset that you bring your family together periodically, that you take an annual trip with your family, that you have some weekend deal, you know, once a year with your boys or whatever. They hate it because they have none of it. Their lives change dramatically, sometimes day to day, week to week. They can't rely on anything in their lives. They can't rely on their kids. They can't rely on their friends. They can't rely on their coworkers. Anything could disrupt it. I want you to understand how precarious their lives are. If they were just to say one simple thing, you know, I was listening to Donald Trump and this policy makes sense. You're done. They're looking for a place to, they got to move. They got to go into witness protection. They lose all their friends. They lose family members, etc. All because they're too afraid. And get this. This is what's funny to me. Black leftists will call me a sellout, a coon butt Negro. I cleaned it up for radio. And a bunch of other things. And I think to myself, I'm the guy that will come and tell you exactly how things are in our community, in black culture, across the board. And you call me a sellout? And I'm the one that's afraid? These black folks would not, there are many of them, wouldn't dare tell you they like Trump, wouldn't wear a MAGA hat, wouldn't wear some Trump-trained shirt, whatever, wouldn't go on TV, radio talking about, look, this makes sense. This is helping black folks, blah, blah, blah. No, so if I said Donald Trump's going to give every black man $1 million, do you know I could go to places and they would boo me? I mean, if it were true. They'd be, boo, I don't want no Trump $1 million. Trump is Trump, Trump, Trump. And then go behind the scenes and go, where that $1 million at, kid? Where that $1 million at? Man, they cannot stand the fact that we are willing to stand on principle. And I proved it. I lost a job at Fox News because I called women that were accusing Justice Kavanaugh of being lying skanks. And I stand behind it 1,000% because that's what they are. They don't like your principle. They want to punish you for being principled. They want to make sure you understand that if you ever decide to stand up for principle, we'll get you. That's the lesson of the left. Thanksgiving, we just celebrated, right? To heck with traditional holiday, American holidays, other than, hey, it gets them some time off of work. So say the leftists, and particularly millennials, they don't like our holidays. Yeah, I mean, you've noticed, right, that they want to tear down statues and anything related to old white men who built this country, and now they even want to tear down statues of like Ben Carson, and I don't know, I know he's one of them. They want to take his name off of a building. Dr. Ben Carson. Why? Because he's in the Trump administration. What did he do? Who did he oppress? Dude is a brain surgeon, a pediatric brain surgeon. I mean, talking about, he's helping the kids. A black brain surgeon, helping the kids. And these guys want to take his name off of a building. Why? Because he works for Donald Trump. Yeah. But they love getting that day off, that federal holiday for the ones of them that work. Because most of them don't even work, lazy suckers. These clowns have been taught to hate Christopher Columbus for finding this godforsaken place we call America. How dare he? They hate white Eurotrash who settled the country and set up this patriarchal, racist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic society that we live in. I said phobic so many times I was spitting. So with Thanksgiving, what do you have to be excited about, huh? While the youth of America enjoy the fruits of the labor of Americans, as they stand on the shoulder of giants, they gotta complain. According to Campus Reform, the University of Oregon, orchestrated an event that, quote, decolonizes Thanksgiving. The school refers to Thanksgiving as, quote, ongoing genocide. And the event page for Thanks But No Thanksgiving described the holiday as, quote, foundationally corrupt. I just want you to understand what you're dealing with when you think about leftism. A tradition, something that's been done for years in this country as a celebration of the founding of the country and a celebration of the indigenous peoples working with us so that we could survive. And it's got a host of other things. You can go look up Thanksgiving for all you want, but I'm just saying, what does Thanksgiving conjure up for you? Does it conjure up colonialism and all these other things? Does it conjure up the fact of people getting together to do? Look, I don't know what they expect of this country. They expect us to be perfect. Go back when a leftist tells you, America's done some bad things, man. Say, what have you done? Who have you hurt in your life? Did you steal some girl's boyfriend or some girl's girlfriend or some dude's boyfriend or whatever? Have you ever done something that harmed another person? How do you live with yourself? Here, let me go buy you a gun once they check my social media. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And you just go shoot yourself. Because you are such a bad, vile person. What do they think? Show me a country that is just woo-hoo. Even Switzerland's got some dirt. I don't know what it is because I'm not going to go study it. But they got some dirt. I know you're neutral, Switzerland. You're hanging out there trying to be all woo-hoo-hoo. We're neutral. But you got some dirt. And here we are. We're entertaining this nonsense. They call us decolonizing. Foundationally corrupt. Yeah, because the white man celebrates the decimation of the red man. That's what Tonto would say. The white man celebrates decimation of red man. But the University of Oregon, they said this. Millions of families gather together every year to celebrate Thanksgiving in the United States. Many Americans do not grow up thinking much of the history behind the holiday. The main messages are that of gratitude, food, and family. Yeah, okay. So what are you going to do to ruin it for me, leftists? Okay, here you go. However, Thanksgiving is, foundationally speaking, a celebration of the ongoing genocide against native peoples and cultures across the globe. Bum, 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 bum. You evil white imperialist. That mean old United States of America. Yeah. So what? We saved the world twice. Three times if you count the election of Donald Trump. But I'm just saying. See, here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. It doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter how great America has become. It doesn't matter what we do going into the future. We will never, for leftists, live down our past. Never. Look at how far they go back. Oh, we got to tear down these Confederate statues because this is going to hurt some people. And let's rename them what? Angela Davis? What are you going to rename them what? Huey Newton? I was going to say Huey Lewis. The heart of rock and roll is to be in. Huey Newton. Huey P. Newton. Founder of the Black Panthers. What are you going to name them? Look, most people don't know or care about the past of other countries. You want to know why? Because America is the bomb. They care about us, and so they want to get all introspective. Well, you know, America had slaves. Yeah, and so did all the other countries. Africa had slaves, and oh, by the way, still does. The Middle East has slaves. Oh, and by the way, still does. And I could go on. You think leftists care? You think leftists care about the European slaves, the slaves in Brazil, the slaves that were imported ever? Do you think they care that we got slaves from the very countries, all these African Americans over here, different tribes inside of Africa were selling each other's people after they were done with them? You think that it matters? I ran my DNA. You know how many African, I'm not even kidding. I have like 7 African tribes. You want to know why? Because different African tribes made slaves of other African tribes. So before my family even got here, my ancestors have been raped by a bunch of black Africans. But no, they want to blame the white man. The colonization. We give more than to the world than all the nations combined, almost all of them. But it's not enough for leftists because they're not going to let us buy our way out of this guilt. So I say this. Here's my answer. Just quit giving. If you hate us, we're going to give you a legitimate reason to hate us. If our leftists in America say, you're so bad, you go, okay, great. We're not giving to anybody. You want us to be bad. I'll show you how to be bad. We'll keep our wealth and we'll flaunt it. I hope Donald Trump gets everybody a grill, a big old gold necklace to put around, and a hoopty. And not a hoopty, but an Escalade. And then we just blast hip-hop music and say, ha ha, world, we ain't giving you jack. That's how we ought to treat them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well... That's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The media has a new strategy to go after Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States. Yeah. But he defeats him daily. You should be happy about this. We finally have a politician on our side who knows how to fight these guys. I get the feeling, honestly, that Donald Trump could knock out the media anytime he wants, but he chooses to prolong their agony. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I choose to prolong the agony of leftists. Have done it my entire life. I've taunted them. They say mean-spirited things to me all the time. Kevin, we're going to kick your butt. We're going to do all this. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I go right back to taunting them. I got guys that write to me. Yeah, man, you lost your job at Fox. You did this or that. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, mama. I get them back in such clever ways, much more clever than just saying your mama. And it drives them crazy. I used to do that in fights when some tough guy would challenge me. Like, man, you blah, 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 this, that, and the other. When I was a radical, when I would, like, just jump and be like, what? Okay, you want to fight? All right, so it's on then, right? But instead of just, you know, finishing off these pansy, you know, chumps, I would just slap them. Pop. I mean, I just hit them fast. Pop. And then they look up and I hit them again. Pop. And when they finally got that look in their eye, you know, they would go, oh, shoot. I didn't realize I don't know how to fight. Oh. I would say, uh-huh. And I continue to just prolong it. If your girlfriend was with you, all the better. I was a mean-spirited little Tasmanian devil crossed with a lion. I mean, if you can imagine that union. I'm talking about crossed with a male, big mane lion that had the ferocity of a Tasmanian devil. That's what I was. Oh, by the way, and still am. I just don't, it doesn't come out of me unless I'm bothered by the left. But see, I've seen that look when a person's bit off more than they can chew, and the media has it. You don't need to be messing with people who are trained how to fight, you know, whether it's fighting you in business, fighting you in politics, fighting you in whatever. You better know what you're doing. When I first entered politics, I didn't know anything about it. I brought all the experience I had in other things. Well, I just, it was kumbaya. I figured if I was talking to a Republican, you know, they would tell me what they were about. Man, you get used. Hey, come take a picture with this radical. Come do something over here. You know, they're just pulling you around because they want you to be in trouble. But let me tell you something. Trump may be the most seasoned political pugilist in American history. Now, you say to yourselves, Kevin, Trump knew nothing about politics. Oh, he knew a little. Yeah, he'd been dealing with politics as a businessman. And I'm not talking about the rules and regulations of running an ExxonMobil. I'm talking about buying a patch of land in the middle of these corrupt urban indoctrination centers known as cities and having to deal with the mafia, the unions. Oh, but I duplicate myself when I say that. The Democrats. Oh, wait. I just duplicate myself. Am I duplicate now? No, I'm triplicate. I triplicate myself when I say that. In other words, the unions, the mafias, the Democrats, politicians, call them whatever you want. It's all corrupt, and it's part of the political machine that Donald Trump knew about. He didn't know about it at the big level, the federal level, to some degree, but he knew about it at the city level. So he'd been honing his skills, hitting that little speed bag, hitting the heavy bag. You know, throwing kicks and punches, biting, elbows, knees, the whole thing. And so he was ready. And now he's got 2 years under his belt, and he understands what it's all about, and he's even more ready. And so what does he do? He goes out every single day, and he just little by little love taps the media. Pop, fake news, ta-ta. Fake news, this or that, CNN. Ha, Jim Acosta, you lost your clearances. Oh, you got them back? Well, you're going to lose them again in 2 weeks. Pop, pop. I mean, he's just papping him, you know, tapping him. We call them love taps. So Carl Bernstein of the Woodward and Bernstein era, you know, one of these Democrat relics, the guy that went after Richard Nixon, not because Richard Nixon needed to be gone after necessarily, but because he had the big Watergate scandal and Bernstein and Woodward, or Woodward and Bernstein, whatever you want to call it. They broke the story. Both of them big time lefties that hate Nixon, hate the Republican Party, hate conservatives. And so now they bring this relic out because he's got some so-called muscle memory of credibility that's left. Hey, I tell you what, why don't you go dig up Walter Cronkite while you're at it? So Bernstein says that in order to combat Donald Trump, you know what you need to do? You need to selectively edit what he says. Don't play his live streams. Selectively edit what he says. Tape the live streams, then pull out what you want. Really, Carl Bernstein? As if that's not what the media effectively does anyway. If you think for 1 second this media is going to let Donald Trump actually tell you what he's accomplishing, you're wrong. Go look at, look, I'm no investigative journalist, but I know when a guy's doing really good work, and Trump's doing really good work. We've documented the many cases, folks, where the media has admitted that they don't even exist without Donald Trump. I thought it was their first step to journalistic sobriety. A piece of crap media. I am the media, and I am anti-Trump, anti-American piece of crap. Journalistic Hacked Anonymous class says, welcome, piece of crap media. Back in October, Ted Koppel mocked CNN's Brian Stelter for saying the media doesn't need Trump. He mocked him. We played the clip, and Koppel was like, oh, come on, Brian, you must be out of your mind if you don't believe that you need the media. He's like, it's Trump, 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 Trump. And then Stelter comes back and says, well, listen, I understand, dude, our ratings would be down 25% to 30% if we weren't talking about Donald Trump. And Koppel was like, not only would yours not would be down, everybody else's wouldn't be down. You need Trump and you want Trump. And then he goes on to say, your own CEO, Jeff Zucker, said, without Trump, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. Now, how pathetic is that? They have a ton to talk about. They could be talking about the economy. They don't even have to put it in terms of Donald Trump. They could talk about the economy. They could talk about what the Russians are doing. Why have we not heard about Russia in forever? Only thing we hear about is Russian collusion. We don't hear about Jack. We haven't heard about Russia. Anyway, Fox News said this about the subject. Journalism legend Ted Koppel mocked CNN's Brian Stelter to his face on Monday, telling a reliable source that CNN ratings would be in the toilet without Donald Trump. While on stage at the National Press Club for a panel discussion, Koppel attempted to make a point that many media executives admit Trump is good for ratings as viewers on both sides of the aisle tune in to see the round-the-clock drama unfold. Stelter responded by asking, That means what? If ratings are up, that means what? Koppel, who essentially quickly answered, the ratings are up, it means you can't do it without Donald Trump. You would be lost without Donald Trump. And Stelter says, Ted, that's not true. But look, Koppel isn't the only one saying this. The New Republic wrote of the relationship between Trump and CNN and how it began. And here's what they said. Jeff Zucker has turned CNN into a Trump reality show. The New York Times Magazine has a fascinating profile of Zucker and CNN under Trump. Plenty of juicy details in it, including the fact that Trump considered giving exclusive rights to his inauguration to Fox News, suggesting he's incapable of thinking about politics outside of his own base. This is what this guy's writing. But the biggest takeaway is Zucker realized in 2016 that the network's programming should revolve around Trump's star. And here's what the telling two paragraphs were. It's hard to imagine that either Trump or Zucker would be where he is today without the other. Trump's foray into reality TV gave Zucker a primetime hit when he badly needed one. This is when he was at NBC. Now Trump's foray into politics has given Zucker a big story when he badly needed one. It's a symbiotic relationship that could only thrive in the world of television, where the borders between news and entertainment and even fantasy and reality have grown increasingly murky. As Zucker sees it, his pro-Trump panelists are not just spokesperson for a worldview. They are characters in a drama, members of CNN's extended ensemble cast. Everybody says, oh, I can't believe you have Jeffrey Lord or Kayleigh McEnany. But you know what Zucker told me with some satisfaction? They know who Jeffrey Lord and Kayleigh McEnany are. What he's saying is, when I bring the reality of Donald Trump to my network, people who are willing to stand up for him, those are my best shows. Those are my highest rated shows. CNN understands the need for Trump, folks, even though they remain solidly anti-Trump. So that said, CNN's not going to take Bernstein's advice. If they believe they can selectively record Trump press conferences and parse them later, they're delusional. Trump will put them out of business. And this is what I like about this guy. He knows how to manage the media.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.